This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, it's really been a whirlwind. And we were talking last week, right? Shasky was talking his talk. I want the Lakers in the first round. I want the Lakers. He was lying. We all knew it. He was lying. I know this wasn't the destination is ultimately what you wanted, but how you got there, the journey might have been a little tricky, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's just afraid, right? Oh, the plane, I don't want to mess with the plane. I don't want to mess with it. But ultimately, I think we got the matchup we all kind of wanted. If you're a Warriors fan, that's the Rockets. This is a young, inexperienced team. Yeah, they have some veterans. They got veteran coaching. Ime Udoka's been there. He's been to a finals. Fred VanVleet, obviously, is a role player with that championship Raptors squad. You know, but everyone else, the Amen Thompsons. I know Dylan Brooks has had a cup of coffee with the Grizzlies in the playoffs. But, you know, Alperen Şengün, young guy. Amen Thompson, young guy. Bay Area guy. Jabari Smith, young. This is a very inexperienced Rockets team going up against maybe the most experienced big three.
Right.
Left in these playoffs now. And again, the playoffs, people, everyone take a deep breath. The playoffs, no longer the play-ins. So I do think this is the series, if you're a Warriors fan, you would have wanted all along.
Look, you get to play the Rockets, who you saw five times this year. You played the Rockets five times this season. You won three of the games. And all these games were nip and tuck. Even the first one way back in early November or late October when they won 127 to 121 in overtime. And Brendan Podziemski had a big 6 points down the stretch. They go to OT. JK scores, I believe, 8 points in the OT. And then the Warriors held them under 100 points for three straight times. Mm. Three straight contests, they held them up to under 100 points. So, look, man, you do have the matchups in terms of experience, right? The experience favors the Golden State Warriors with the big three.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
However, they have their own in-ring experience issues. Brendan Pajimski's never been in a best of seven series. Moses Moody's never been counted on to give you 30 plus minutes in a best of seven series. Quentin Post has never been here before. JK, who I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later, hasn't gotten a lot of time in the playoffs. And the Rockets, they're confident because of Ime Udoka. They get their personality, their persona, the way they play, courtesy of Ime Udoka, who came over from the Boston Celtics, obviously led them to an NBA Finals appearance. He's got a lot of experience from just being on the San Antonio Spurs bench as an assistant, as a champion, leading the Celtics, as I mentioned, just mentioned here, to the NBA Finals. And so he's no punk. And so they're going to take on that persona. They also have Jeff Green on that bench, who helped Denver win a championship. He was a role player on that Nuggets team, and he'll be on that bench kind of schooling some of these youngsters here. But there's no doubt they have an experience. There's no doubt that Houston can't shoot the ball like the Golden State Warriors, but they are super athletic. They're long, they're lengthy. They have some matchups that they can exploit. So it's going to be a fascinating series. And I'm a Warrior fan. I would not overlook this Rockets team. Mm. There's no correlation to the James Harden Rockets and the Daryl Morey Rockets. These guys are coming out there playing free and easy. They're the underdogs despite being a two seed. At one point, Spadoni, they won 15-17 here when we all thought the Rockets would fade out of the Western Conference. So, yeah, this is going to be a fascinating matchup, man. I'm looking forward to this one, and I'm with you. It's better, I think, for the Warriors to play the Rockets in the first round, although they may take the flesh out of you if you do advance.
Yeah.
Because the L.A. Lakers, do you really see LeBron James and Luka Doncic losing in the first round of a playoff series? I don't.
No.
I don't. Well, and also, like, come on. Like, the fan in us, that's a later round series. Like, come on. We want to build up for something like that. I don't want all that stress. Slater was talking about it. Anthony Slater covers the team, obviously, for The Athletic. And right here, 95.7 The Game, he's like, yeah, I don't want to deal with the headache in the first round. Just the headache of everything involved.
Yeah.
I'm sure the traveling, all that, this, that, and the other. But again, it's Bonte Hill in studio with Spadoni. The next 4 hours, we're going to be breaking down this game all day long. And we want your participation at 888-957-9570. Yep. Good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend.
Can I say Easter good morning weekend. To somebody?
What's up?
Can I say good morning to the truck drivers? Oh, my guy, Ron and Hayward.
Not the overnight dancers?
Oh, I was getting there. The overnight dancers miss me.
I mean, it's Easter weekend. There's Good Friday, Bonte.
It
might be a great Friday for some people.
Warriors not in town. Giants not in town. So, I mean, it may be a little dry in the city. But shout out to my overnight dancers and all my cops and firefighters.
Do it. I'm the garbage men. Garbage women. Recycle men. Come on,
Starbucks,
let's go.
I walked into my local Starbucks. Iris was in there. And she's like, Bonte, I haven't seen you in a long time. And I said, I hope you don't see me for another 3 months.
You know what's funny? Because you got a baby Chez, what, 4 years old now? 3 years old? Yeah, right?
4 years old.
So you're at the park, right? And there is nothing that gravitates more to children than any pickup truck, dump truck. I swear to God, it's like a unicorn that they see. All the kids in unison look. Dad, look, it's a garbage truck. Like, they haven't seen it all day long anyways because it's garbage day. But every single time, without fail, they look at it. And that was yesterday when I was with Nora and Benny, and they just love it. So I just wanted to shout out the garbage men and women doing a hell of a job. You got to do it. By the way, you know, now that they are a playoff team and we can just get, you know, all the scenarios we can get out of our heads. I know we still have two more games, I should say, to decide the eighth seeds, both in the West and the East. By the way, shout out Klay Thompson, exercising some demons.
Absolutely.
At Golden 1 Center
a
couple nights ago. Anthony Davis, that's going to be an interesting game. How's Jaw's ankle tonight between the Mavericks and Grizzlies? And I don't really care about the Hawks heat, can be honest, but I'm rooting for Wiggins.
No,
let's go.
No, hold on.
What?
I got it.
What?
To Sacramento Kings. Can we just...
Please.
We're going to get the Warriors and Rockets. I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Kyle Trafer, Deuce Mo, D'Lo and Casey, Matson and Ham, Alan Sacramento Styles. I mean,
everyone. You're Ted DiBiase right now.
That beam has been shut down for a long, long time. And the way they went out, I mean, you talk about a tumultuous regular season. Everybody kept saying yesterday in the Kings interviews, we need a point guard. We need a point guard. You had a point guard. You had a point guard in De'Aaron Fox, and you moved him. You moved him. So Sacramento was all good just a couple years ago, and now getting blown out in the play-in game, they are fishing right now.
It is crazy to see just a couple years, like, how everything changes, right? Because the stock, you would say, was rising for that Kings team. Absolutely. Just a few years ago after that first-round series. It took 7 games and a 50-point performance from Stephen Curry to beat them. Like that was an incredible series. And I came away with tremendous respect for De'Aaron Fox, for Sabonis, for all those players. Because for the head coach, Mike Brown, who's obviously gone. He's probably getting the last laugh in all this. He's just getting paid and chilling down in Cabo or something. God love you, Mike Brown. You saw the Warriors in that series and then how it took place after losing the Lakers. And it's just like, man, I don't know. Like, this team's getting a little older. You know, the Jordan Poole situation, they shipped him off. You brought in Chris Paul. Like, man, I don't know. A couple years later, the Kings are the Kings. And it goes back to ownership for me. It goes back to ownership. Oh, yeah. One of those teams has Joe Lacob. The other has Vivek Ranadive, who cannot help himself. And he's meddling. And that's the worst thing you could be as an owner. There's meddling and being involved. Joe Lacob is involved. He's not a meddler. And you know what? He had all the faith in the world in this guy that we don't talk about enough during all this, by the way, Mike Dunleavy, to make the big deal. And they made the big trade when they needed to. They didn't. It wasn't a panic move per se, but they were desperate. There was some sense of desperation there. There was a lot of desperation. They were clinging to a 10th spot. They were a game under 500. This team, it felt like a chore to talk about them sometimes. And I don't like that. Not with this job. We come to this job and have fun and talk about sports and be entertained. And like, it felt like a chore talking about this team because it was just watching them. It was a bad product overall.
Well, it got stale.
It got stale.
It did get stale.
And they brought in Jimmy freaking Butler. And now we know the name. We knew it all. All the baggage from Miami. We knew playoff Jimmy was a thing, but how's it going to work here? All of that with Draymond Green, Steph, you move off from Wiggins, obviously. You know, he was very loved in that locker room by the coaching staff, by everyone. But something needed to change. And man, in 2 months' time, the expectations went from maybe a play-in to maybe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
And it starts on Sunday.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that deep run, but it starts on Sunday with the Rockets. You got a young, hungry Rockets team right in front of you, so I wouldn't overlook them if I'm a Warrior fan.
No, absolutely not.
And I don't think the Warriors are going to overlook them. The Jimmy Butler trade, because they were desperate. I'm gonna take it to that point. Yeah. They're obviously fishing for Kevin Durant. That, you know, in a way, it was a blessing in disguise, just like the Paul George sweepstakes and the Lauri Markkanen sweepstakes. Not going after Kevin Durant or not getting Kevin Durant and acquiring him because KD basically didn't want to come here. I think it was a blessing in disguise for the Golden State Warriors.
I don't think he was the right fit, Bonte.
No, not for this iteration of the Golden State Warriors. But then you get Jimmy, and you had to pay Jimmy, you know, because that's what he was looking for, new money. And the Warriors said, fine, we'll give you the new money, and we'll bring you aboard. And ever since Jimmy Butler's come aboard, they have become a bit of an isolation team. Now, they still run the rhythm and flow and the movement of the offense, but Jimmy Butler will hold that basketball, which I wonder how Steve Kerr feels about that, because especially in the fourth quarter against Memphis where they were getting shots late in the shot clock. It's not something I'm sure you want to do against the Houston Rockets team because they have the ability to recover because of their athleticism and really, you know, contest a lot of shots. But Jimmy Butler, the numbers, they tell you everything. 24-7 when he's in the lineup. 24-7. When he's in that starting lineup alongside Moody, Podziemski, Steph, and Draymond, they're 17-3. And then the free throw shooting, which is, you know, another thing that I hear a lot of complaints about, whether I'm at the Gatehouse or inside the Chase Center. Warriors don't get calls. They don't get calls. They don't get free throws. Well, they got 34 free throw attempts the other night against Memphis.
Certainly did.
Even though the officials were a joke the other night. But I thought the Warriors got a better whistle than Memphis. Since Jimmy Butler's come aboard, they're third in free throw attempts. Third in free throw attempts.
Insane.
So they're able to slow the game down, get to the free throw line, and set their half-court defense. So there's no doubt. When we gave our awards on Warriors pregame live for the season, it was a co-MVP, Steph and Jimmy Butler. Because Jimmy Butler has fixed everything. Did I think Jimmy Butler could fix everything after what I saw? As you mentioned, when he got acquired there in 10th place, no, I didn't see this coming. So there's no doubt the Jimmy Butler effect. And over the last four games, Spadoni, we've seen playoff Jimmy. Going into that playing game, he was averaging 27-7 and was 33-37 for the free throw line. He's shooting over 60% from the floor. Then you get what happened the other night against Memphis, and he scores a 38.7 rebounds, 6 assists. Mm. And the only knock on his game was he missed 6 free throws.
He did, and he was mad at himself for it. Yep. He was actually more mad at the 2 turnovers than he was the free throws. And that's just the level of expectation he set for himself, but also the team. Like, and that's what's going to be interesting, because I pretty much know what I'm going to get from Jimmy. The mindset, he's going to get his points, he's going to get his shot ups, he's going to put the opposing team in foul trouble. I know what I'm going to get from Steph for the most part. Draymond, if he's scoring, that's a huge bonus. But I know what I'm going to get from him on the defensive end. The guy might be the DPOY this year. He's been incredible there. I don't think it was his greatest game against the Grizzlies. I thought there was a lot of... The Grizzlies are a tough team. I don't want to like sleep on them and just say they're a bad team.
Defensively, they're awful. But offensively.
Correct. And that I saw that for sure. But then it's the other guys, right? And that's going to be the big question mark in this series. And for quite frankly, if they move on, Pods, Moody,
yep,
Post, all these other Buddy Hield, right? Like he hasn't really played much playoff basketball.
No, he had
a quarter maybe last year, like as a Sixer,
right?
Maybe like that was it. So I'm looking at that again. Kuminga, he's going to have an opportunity at some point.
We'll see if Kuminga has an opportunity.
I think he might.
Two straight DMPs. Look, we'll he see. Had some of his better games this year.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's no doubt the combination of Jimmy and Draymond and JK, because look at all those guys at the four.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Draymond, Guy Santos. GP2 is going to play in that dunker role, and he'll be a factor in this series against the Houston Rockets.
I liked his aggression last game.
You know, and look, GP2 shot the three ball really well over his last 12 games, 11 games or whatnot, shooting over 44% from three, and he's going to have to let them fly. But you're on it when it comes to the other guys outside of Jimmy and Steph offensively. And Pods, Moody, Draymond, GP2, those guys are going to have to hit wide open shots as well as Quentin Post. But look, I don't know if Kuminga's going to play in the series. I really don't. He had his best games possibly against the Rockets this year. The first game, obviously, when they won in overtime, the 34 points when they outlasted the Rockets at Chase Center. He had another game where he went 20-7 against Houston. His athleticism could be used. But I think Steve Kerr, if he does play Kuminga, get him out there with Steph.
Mm.
Get him out there with Steph to get the two-man game rolling and give Steph a little spacing. You get a guy who's diving to the rim. But other than that, if I'm a Warrior fan and, you know, you're standing for Jonathan Kuminga or whatnot, I would not count on him to play. Right now, he's out of the rotation. Two biggest games of the season, Spadoni. Two biggest games of the season. Mm-hmm. And he does not get a second. So I'm not counting on JK to be a factor in the series. I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. And Steve Kerr talked about it yesterday, and we're going to get to that sound on the other side. Great interview with Willard and Dibbs each and every week. Obviously, Steve Kerr joining that show. You can find the entire interview on either the Free Odyssey app or on YouTube. Steve Kerr, he had great thoughts on, obviously, Jonathan Kuminga, playoff Jimmy, all of that, and obviously that Houston Rockets series. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.